You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Anō kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi pōho. You're on 95BFM Breakfast. Very excited to be talking about the Auckland Arts Festival in the studio this morning. We've got Daniel Mateo, who is a dancer in Sand Song from the Bangarra Dance Company, which is opening tonight at the festival. Kia ora, Daniel. Welcome to the studio.
Kia ora. Thank you for having me.
Oh, such a pleasure to have you in here. This is a really special work that you're bringing over to Aotearoa to perform for us. I think a good place to start is with who is the Bangarra Dance Company, because you've been around for a long time with a bunch of really amazing performers and a really interesting kaupapa. What's the company all about?
Yeah, maybe I'll start with Bangarra means to create fire in the Wiradjuri language, which is central New South Wales. The pronunciation is Bangarra.
Oh, Bangarra, I'm so sorry.
But it is now known as Bangarra through just the age of it. So it's to create fire, and our kind of aim and trajectory is to take our traditional knowings and put them on a contemporary platform and fuse contemporary with our traditional knowings and culture and songs, and put it on stage to educate, to provoke, to inspire our Indigenous mob, and just put us out there on the map and show that after colonization that we're still here, we're still fighting, and we're still just as a fire as ever.
Hard. And also it must be for you as a performer a very inspiring crew to be a part of, and an inspiring lineage to be a part of as well. How did it feel for you when you first got involved with the crew, because you've been around since 2021 by the looks of it?
When I first started, it was we did an old work, remounted an old work, just learning the old repertoire. I was kind of nervous, seeing all the old movement that was kind of used back then. It was beautiful just to be immersed with all the dancers, all the older ones, and be taken in so quickly. I feel like Bangarra has just a kinship that you can't really speak about, but you know it's there, like it's in the mana of the space and it's in the people, and it's a beautiful space to be with and the people to have around me,
Yeah, totally. Now, this work, Sand Song, Stories from the Great Sandy Desert, this looks so exciting, and I'm really pleased that this has come over as part of the Auckland Arts Festival. It's been choreographed by Stephen Page and Francis Rings. What's the, I guess, the narrative or the themes that are coming through with Sand Song?
Sand Song, it's choreographed by Francis Rings and Stephen Page in consultation with the Wamuchari and Wunkajunka people in the Kimberley region and surrounding mobs, but also specifically the Lawford family there that had close ties to Stephen and Fran growing up. But it's a story that's really about trials and triumphs and celebration and trauma. I think it's actually a great pinnacle moment for Bangarra because it encompasses so much of what the company can offer. It has traditional movement, it has the contemporary, a very abstract, and then very straightforward with what it gives on stage. But it's about the mob there, pre-colonization, and how we were in tune with the land and how we moved around that, and then being disrupted by colonization and what it did to our people, being put onto stations and then being placed into housing, placed into the outskirts of communities, and then just reclaiming all of that in the process of what it was to go through so much pain and work to try and get everything back. And that's what it's about, and I'm excited to be performing on Auckland stage.
It sounds like a really sort of heavy thing to be carrying as performers, but I imagine that being in that group and having, the history and the dialogue that you must have as a company helps alleviate a bit of that heaviness. How do you guys manage dealing with, what is intergenerational trauma through your art? Because that must feel like something you have to somehow take off at the end of the day when you finish your work.
Yeah, it's like a bittersweet relationship. You go through all of this undoing to get to a stage where you can feel comfortable to be open to give these stories. And I think for me, just being around Indigenous people, brown, black folk, and knowing that each one of us are wanting to give that to the wider audience, people that don't know indigenous culture, for me, that's what kind of is fuel and gives me the energy to keep giving, because I have this community, this kinship, this mob, this whānau that really pushes me, and also my family back home, because they don't get to experience the culture that comes with Bengara. Mm. And so I can take what I can learn and give that to the people that I care about and I love. Yeah.
Totally. And what are those conversations like when you go back and talk to your family about the work that you're doing? That must be a really interesting thing for you.
Yeah. It's, I just talk about anything, like, wait, can you rephrase that, sorry?
Yeah, no, that's all right. I guess, like, when you've been working in a space, like a contemporary arts space, and managing these stories, when you do take it back to your people, to your family, and you're talking to them about that process, do you find that conversations come up that maybe you wouldn't have had if you weren't working through Bengara and through this dance space?
Yeah, no, after telling them my experiences, it also opens the opportunity for them to give our family history, because I guess with trauma comes the silence of it, and you know, like my auntie or my uncles and nan and pop will talk about when they were little, but through normal conversation that wouldn't have happened, and so through that little things become unearthed, and I get to learn more about my history, I guess, and who I am as a person and what makes me.
That must be quite an empowering experience then, I mean, to carry all this and to perform this, but then to be able to, you know, see that conversation come out of it, or that lightness that comes out of performing something heavy. But it feels like not necessarily just a heavy piece as well. There's a lot of joy, I believe, in the way that this is displayed and brought to the audience. Can you tell us a wee bit about that? What does it feel like to embody on the stage?
For me, most times I just like not blackout, but I go, I guess I feel like I become a vessel for this story to come through. And it isn't until after that I'm like, wow, I did that. I really just performed in front of this so many people and told these beautiful stories. But you get these little moments dancing with the crew where you make eye contact through like this through the movement, and you just like give that energy, like there's no like facial expression or anything, but you just know that we're sharing the same space, where we've got each other down, and that we're giving this story. And yeah, my favorite part would probably be the trad, because it's the most raw thing that on stage at the moment. Yeah,
what's the trad?
The trad's the traditional dances from the Wamuchari and Wunkajunka people. There's a women's section and men's section, but it just tells the dances are about digging yam or potato, and the men's more so, I guess, a story that can only stay with the Wamuchari people. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, that sounds amazing. Oh, this is going to be such a special performance. It's opening tonight, Sand Song Stories from the Great Sandy Desert by Bengara Dance Theatre. So excited to see this. Daniel, thank you so much for popping in to chat with us about it. People should rush to get tickets before they all disappear, I would say.
Get your tickets, guys.
Auckland Arts Festival, the aaf.co.nz. The event is Sand Song, and it is on tonight, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as well. And I think on Friday there's going to be a talk with the choreographers as well.
Yeah. Fair will be on stage after or before, and she'll give a rundown of it.
Excellent. I think it is before. Either way, if you're going, go to both. It's going to be awesome. Hey Daniel, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a fantastic performance this week. So looking forward to seeing Sand Song.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.